We're visiting with Northern Heights girls basketball coach Bob Blair here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, an 0-3 start. You lost your season opener against Osage last Friday, and then you've dropped your first two games in the Wabunsee tournament to Frankfort and Wabunsee. And what are you guys working on to keep improving here in this first part of the schedule before Christmas?
Yeah, we really started off with a really tough schedule. We've played three really good teams right off the bat in Osage and Frankfort and Wabunsee, very physical teams. One thing I've told our girls is we've just got to get physically stronger. We've got to get physically tougher to match up with some of these physical teams that we're playing. And we just need to keep pushing and developing our fundamentals that we, you know, our ball handling skills and things that we just kind of lack right now. And, you know, they're a good group of girls. They work hard. They don't give up. And I think we'll continue to plug away and, you know, I think we'll improve as the season goes on.
Can you talk a little bit about what you have back? I know you lost Tegan Hines and Kaylin Slimmy back from last year, but what do you got back?
Yeah, well, Bree Pierce, she's a sophomore this year. She started last year at point guard as a freshman. She's back running the point this year, and she's gained a lot of experience over the summer and looks a lot stronger. And then Addie Henricks is one of our guards who was probably one of our best defensive players last year and this year. And then Addison Landgren is another returning guard who has played a lot the last couple of years and really has a good shot for us. And then inside we've got McKenna Delgado coming back from last year and Liz Galloway, one that played a lot last year, coming back. You know, we're kind of in a position where we don't have that 6-foot girl that we had in the past in Tegan Hines, and we had Kaylin Schlimmy inside last year that was pretty strong. So we're trying to replace a lot of scoring and a lot of physicality there. That's just going to take some time.
And what's big? Coming up, you have Manhattan Chief today, this afternoon, and then you take on West Franklin on Tuesday, then you have Council Grove, and then you get Chase County before Christmas, so that's a tough schedule ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I think these next three games will match up a lot better than we did in our first three games with Manhattan Chief and with West Franklin and Council Grove. I think they're teams that are more similar to our team, and I think that's three opportunities for us to come out and maybe get our season turned around here early if we can. And obviously that Chase County game is going to be tough because they've got a really good ball club. But, I'm optimistic that our girls will respond and they'll match up with these teams and give their best effort.
Well, I want to mention that the games with Chase County on the 19th are final area games of the week for the 2023 portion of the basketball schedule. So we'll get to see you guys coming up. So what's a big takeaway that you probably want to see come away tonight and going into next week when Flint Hills League play begins, or with your second game in Flint Hills League?
Yeah, I think what I expect out of our girls tonight is for them to work extremely hard. We've got a lot of pride in that. You know, we talk a lot about giving 100% effort and playing as a team. And, you know, if we do those two things tonight, I think we'll be successful and we could be in a position to win that ball game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this afternoon against Manhattan Chief. Best of luck next week against West Franklin and Council Grove. And we'll see you in Cottonwood Falls on December 19th. And have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again on January 5th.
Sounds great, Dylan. Thank you.
That's Northern Heights girls basketball coach Bob Blair joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.